hit.
Or talking about them fighting.
Oh, yeah.
They got mad and they
went to fight.
Okay. And for about 15 minutes, they what each other, they?
That's right.
They did what?
Defeat.
And ever since they were small, they have what each other.
That's right.
How would you say that? Ever since they were small, they had.
Ever since they were small, they hate one another.
And they.
The yet fight.
Okay. And you say that's the book that you what me for Christmas.
That's right.
That you.
That's right.
Say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go. What, someone else?
Somewhere else, yeah. Can't understand your language.
Okay. And you said you better go.
Somewhere else.
And what them your question.
That's right. That's right.
You say that in class that the child raised his hand and what's the teacher question?
That's right.
Talk about him asking a question. You say he raised his hand and he yeah.
I couldn't ask him.
Okay. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You say he's awfully
careless with his money.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
funny.
Anything else you say?
Funny. He acts funny, but looks like there's something wrong with him.
Did you ever say she acts queer or quar?
That's right.
How would you say that?
She acts funny. She's too careless like okay. That.
Well, what about the word queer or quar? Would you ever use that?
Mm-hmm.
How would you use that?
Well, see, they're careless, you know.
Okay. Someone who makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with them. He's going to do things his way.
You have to let him alone.
Okay, because he's too what?
Too funny. You have to let him alone.
And someone that you can't tease at all without him losing his temper. You say he's awfully?
Off the pieces. Time you tell him so.
Okay.
Well, you have to let him alone.
Do you ever call him testy or touches?
That's right. So you can't tell him nothing, so you have to leave him alone.
Okay. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so.
That's right.
So what?
So you have to let him alone, see. You can't
Say, if you would tease someone about something and he lost his temper, you say he got really
high temper.
Okay. And someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, just keep, if you didn't want him to lose his temper, you tell them, just keep you ever say keep calm or keep
no,
calm?
No, yeah, keep calm, yeah.
And if you've been working very hard, you say you were very?
Very tired.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
Well, see, I'm beat now. See, I'm beat. I'm tired.
Okay. Or you say I'm just completely
beat out.
Or using the word wear out.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm completely
beat out.
Or completely
wore out.
Huh?
Completely wore out.
And if a person has been well, and then suddenly you hear that they have some disease, you say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they?
Yeah, in bad shape now.
Uh-huh. You said yesterday,